Welcome to another episode of SharePoint Guidance V2. Today we'll be talking about the Service Locator, a component of the SharePoint Guidance Library. My name is Francis Chung.
And this is Erwin Vanderfonk. So one thing you can find is if you're building complicated applications, is that you might run into the need for decoupling some of your components. For example, you might need the ability to create pluggable components that allow you to remove or update or deploy components independently of each other because they have agreed upon a shared interface. Secondly, you might need to decouple your components to allow you to test certain components in isolation. And what that means is that you can run unit tests against a component, and if it needs something else, so you can replace that dependency with a mock object or with a stub to allow your particular component to be tested in isolation.
The first two points that Erwin mentioned really help with the maintainability of the application long term. As Erwin mentioned, we're talking about a complex application. If this needs to be maintained long term, we will really be interested in issues of decoupling and testability. Another point to bring up is that by using something like a service location pattern, you can remove dependencies during development. So for example, if I were to develop a web part that needs a logger and a repository, typically if I had hard dependencies on these, I would need to have the logger and the repository available to me, built up and ready to be used before I can really test my code. By having these services available or decoupled, and with my code just talking to the interfaces and having the implementation provided later on, I can decouple myself from the teams that are developing those components.
So let's talk about coupling and decoupling of software components. Consider, for example, a component A that requires a different component, component B. Or, for example, in the SharePoint Guidance Library, the hierarchical config component needs a logging implementation. Now, if you were to write a consumer, for example, a web part, that needs both the hierarchical config and the logger, of course it can instantiate both of these components directly. However, then it's very tightly coupled to both of these components. And it can cause problems. For example, if I wanted to replace the logger, and the consumer has a direct reference to it, I cannot plug in a new logger without having to recompile the consumer. And secondly, if I wanted to test the logic of the consumer in isolation, I can't do that because the consumer now statically depends on the logging implementation. Now there is a way of decoupling these components, and that's by using interfaces. So in this case, what you will see is that the consumer only relies on the interface of iHierarchical config and iLogger. In this case, they are very nicely decoupled. However, who's going to be responsible for instantiating these objects?
And also, who knows that iLogger is provided by component B?
Exactly.
And who knows that iHierarchical config is provided by component A?
Now, this is something that the service locator can help you with. Again, the consumer only relies on the iLogger interface. But component B can say, hey, I have an implementation of the iLogger interface, and it is component B.logger. Now, then when the consumer actually needs that interface, it will ask the service locator, give me an instance of the iLogger. And if it needs to, the service locator can then create an instance, because it has a mapping between iLogger and the actual implementation. It can new up a new iLogger implementation and return that to the consumer. So in this case, if I wanted to plug in a different logging implementation, because the consumer is completely decoupled from component B, I can just plug in a different logger, register it with the service locator, and now the consumer uses that different implementation.
In the SharePoint Guidance Library, we provide the SharePoint Service Locator. The service The service locator, as we mentioned before, provides you the ability to get instances of services by interface type typically. It also allows you to register types of services. There's also an option to treat a service registration as a singleton. There's some issues with that, being that you're on a shared box in a SharePoint environment. If you were to register something as a singleton, you have to be very careful that it's thread safe, knowing that many people will be accessing these services at the same time and running the same code. You need to make sure that that's thread safe.
So if you are not very comfortable with writing multi-threaded applications or thread-safe components, just don't register your services as singletons.
You can also use the service locator in unit tests. This allows the ability to swap out different implementations, as we mentioned before. So in case of unit tests, it's very important to be able to swap out implementations of your dependent services with mocks.
And lastly, we provide you the option to plug in a different service locator, because our service locator is a very simple one. All it does is it will activate the objects of or the implementations of the services that you need. But for example, the Microsoft PMP Unity Dependency Injection Container is a much more advanced component, and you can plug that in if you need, for example, dependency injection in your application. Let's look at how we're using the service locator within the reference implementation.
First, let's take a look at how we're providing a type mapping and registering a service. For example, here in the LOB Services client project, we have an implementation of the iProduct Catalog repository. It happens to be a repository that caches the BDC calls, but you know what? The consumers of this repository don't care exactly the details of how it's implemented. All they need to know is that is the functionality in this interface, in the iProduct Catalog repository. So what this project does here in the feature receiver is to map this interface with this implementation. And it does that using a type mapping, which is an instance of a service locator config. What we do here is we create a new mapping here, and we create a new service locator config instance and call the register type mapping method on it three times. In this case, we're writing these service mappings to the farm level property bank. For an example of how to use the service locator to retrieve the instance, let's take a look at a consumer. Let's go back to the product details presenter. The product details presenter, in the course of trying to load a product and display it on the screen, we actually need to get access to a product catalog repository. And this consumer doesn't care about where it comes from or the exact implementation. All we know is that I need this type of functionality. So we depend on the service locator to get an instance of this functionality, passing in that type parameter. And now I have access to a product catalog repository, in which case I call get products by SKU and then consume it.
Now that the product details presenter uses the service locator to decouple the services that it actually needs, we can replace these in unit tests. For example, here we're looking at the unit tests for that presenter. And what you're going to see here is that we're creating the presenter, but the presenter needs certain services. For example, the iProduct Catalog repository and the iLogger. Now what we're doing is we're setting up the service locator in such a way that we can populate it with mock versions of these services. So we have a mock product catalog repository and a mock logger. Now, the next time that the product details presenter is going to ask the service locator for example, an iProduct catalog repository, we're going to get back a mock product catalog repository. And that's what you see here, is that we can verify things that we need to verify in our unit test because we have provided mocks or stubs.
To add to Erwin's point, it's very important or best practice within unit tests to factor out your dependencies. So it's really clear what your unit test is trying to test. In the case where your code, your presenter, had a static reference to a product catalog repository and a static reference to a logger, well, you're really testing everything. And in the case of a logger or the repository, you really may not be intending to test your code all the way down to access to a logger to a file or hitting a SharePoint list for the repository. You may not be intending to test that. In this case, you're really only intending to test the business logic in the presenter. So today we talked about the usage of the SharePoint Service Locator API, and we also discussed some benefits to using the Service Locator pattern, which is decoupled architecture, improved testability, and less dependencies during development. The first two we mentioned before really help with the long-term maintainability of the application, and less dependencies during development really help for the initial build-up of your application. That concludes another installment of the SharePoint Guidance Library videos on Service Locator. If you liked it, please check us out at microsoft.com/SPG. This has been Francis Chung
and Erwin Vanderhoek, and thank you for watching.